Jub Jub Dunham, Craig Jr. Miller, and the great Gordo. Musin' in the News tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're wrapping up for today. Day two of our stay here in Houston at the Super Bowl is just about completed. Big Dick Hunter is standing by now, and he joins us.
Wait, I want to read something, and I want you guys to guess the film, okay?
All right.
You have one chance. The California Adams are in last place with no hope of moving up. But by switching the mule from team mascot to team member, they start winning and moving up in the rankings. He can kick 100-yard field goals. Hurrah! The competition isn't so happy.
Gus. Dumb movie. Stupid to bring it up, but Gus.
Right. We need to have a Gus watching party. We need to gather the troops, all the P1s,
right,
and have a big
and
Gus watching
have
party.
Have Grego MC it.
Right.
Since it's his favorite movie.
Yeah, it'll be a cold day in hell when that happens.
You know whose last movie Gus was?
What?
No, I don't care.
Does that make
Bob
sense?
Hope.
Bob is right.
Oh.
1976. Who died right around there?
Newhart. I don't know, and I don't care.
Crane. Bob Crane.
Let's get Big Dick on and
Bob
get out of here.
Bob Crane, Grego.
That's
Gus
right.
Gus was his last film.
Okay, good.
Does that not make it historic?
It kind of does.
Dick, what do you got going, man?
I was
going
to say, a Bob Crane segue is actually fitting if you're going to bring me on.
Yeah, because he was into porn.
Yeah, and one day I, too, will be bludgeoned with a tripod.
You know what? You better watch it.
Oh,
hanging
I...
out with...
Trinity.
Yeah, and Buck from the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, one day Buck from the
Get
Bunny
the
Ranch will bludgeon me with a tripod.
Well, yeah.
Could happen.
Well, speaking of the
Super
Bowl...
We're not ruling it out.
No, I'm not either. I'm not either. Speaking of the Super Bowl, probably the thing I'm most interested in regarding the Super Bowl we're going to feature tonight at 8:30, which is the Lingerie Bowl that's going to occur during halftime on pay-per-view. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, we discussed it.
All right. Well, we've got the cheerleaders from the Lingerie Bowl in studio, and we will be talking to them at 8:30 to promote this pay-per-view event. As
now, who are the cheerleaders from the Lingerie Bowl?
Well, they're
strippers.
Just, yeah, hot girls.
Strippers.
Half
and
of
who's
them.
Who's playing in this thing?
All right, you've got Team Dream, which is quarterbacked by Nikki Ziering. And
who's that?
She is a Playboy model who was married to Ian Ziering of 90210 for a time. And she will be opposed by the quarterback of Team Euphoria, Angie Everhart, supermodel. Team Euphoria is going to be coached by Lawrence Taylor. And Team Dream is going to be coached by Eric Dickerson.
They should have got O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. They should have. You're right.
They should have got O.J. Simpson.
It should have been LT versus O.J. That would have been interesting. I did think it was a little unstable that LT is coaching Team Euphoria.
When is this going to take place?
Halftime.
L.A. Coliseum live halftime Sunday on pay-per-view.
All right, roll tape on it for me.
And
okay.
They're going to make millions and millions of dollars because idiots out there are going to buy this.
They're getting my $20.
Oh,
they should have got O.J. and Ray Caruth.
Wouldn't you rather see women in their lingerie and stilettos playing full contact football than Janet Jackson?
No. No.
Man, I don't get you like freaks,
you know what?
Grego.
Okay, I do. You know what? If they play buck ass naked, I'm in. But if they don't get naked, I've got no use for it.
Jen
what
Jackson
if they? What if, Grego,
naked?
They get completely naked and they hire a field goal kicking mule?
Damn it, you beat me to it.
I'm begging you, Ron. I'm begging you.
I'm just saying.
I think I'd go along if it weren't funny, but...
And then their halftime
I
entertainment
feel like I've been
is a donkey show.
By a coyote and crap off of a cliff. That's how I feel right now.
The halftime is a donkey show?
Yeah, the halftime entertainment of the Lingerie Bowl, which in and of itself would be halftime entertainment, could be a donkey show.
Hey, some guy emailed me and said we could go to Texas City and see a donkey show.
I got that too. What's Texas City?
It's not too far from here.
Yeah. What about it, Grego, for your birthday? A nice donkey show?
I just want to go home. That's all I want. I don't ask for much, but I really want to go home.
Take a football and a kicking tee.
Big old orange kicking tee.
Yeah, we get out there ready for the donkey show, and that's the donkey show we get.
100-yard field goal.
I would like you to meet my mule, Gus.
Kind of accent was that?
I don't know.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we DeFreitas. Do it. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
"By me."
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are, and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bite me. While the ticket is much like a Tommy Lee, well hung but doesn't have to brag, it isn't the ratings show what they've got. JT the prick is like a little man with a small dingus, announcing to the world that he's hung. But when you take down the zipper, you're staring down the barrel of a thimble.
Okay.
Woo! You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bite me. And be sure and get tucked in early tonight, so that the fecal bunny will bring you some doo-doo eggs.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bite me, pothead.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bite me. I think what was lost in the translation while watching 13, Grego, after finding his little Nemo, was still master of his commander.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bite me.
Yeah. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Bite me. Why, next on Sports Talk, we're going to talk to Gus the Kicking Mule. Hey, Gus, how's that Texas City?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
God.
All right, that's it. Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to the skydiving chief for twisting and tweaking from down here in Houston. Also, thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thanks to the former cowboy great Larry Brown for popping on with us. And thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next. Followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, Day 3 from the Super Bowl in Houston. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming and we'll see you.
This is The Ticket.